Episode 9, Issue Responses 1152 through 1326. Response 1152. The lack of priests showing and sharing their humanness. Not in the way of sin, but in the way of sharing their personal, intimate experiences with Christ, the Eucharist. This helps the laity to connect with our priests and not just view them as a minister of the Eucharist, but helps us to see Christ in them and more so the representation of Christ they are called to be. There seems to be a chasm between the priests and laity that was formed at some point, that must be healed. Response 1153. 1. The Church's failure to make receiving the Eucharist for the community more important than any mandates the government makes for not receiving it. Here on the west coast of the USA, the Church made little attempt to serve the people during COVID and have at least drive-through Eucharist or in-home communion services. Also, if the priest does not believe in the true presence, the faithful won't either. Response 1154. Communion under both species and the liturgical abuse of communion in the hand. Response 1155. Lack of teaching about fragments of the Eucharist lost on hands and fingers of communicants. Response 1156. Catechesis of youth that is engaging and age-appropriate. Response 1157. The text of the new Mass itself. Adding, which will be given up for you, turns Mass into a reenactment of the Last Supper. Table versus altar. The mystery of faith is now a Protestant proclamation. No more absolution of venial sin before receiving our Lord. Happy are those who are called to the Supper of the Lamb, from the Apocalypse, again makes Mass a meal instead of Calvary. Etc. Response 1158. That's the altars get decorated as if they are stages. Modest dress isn't enforced. Inattentive/irreverent altar boys. Weak RE/RCIA teaching. Response 1159. Banning the extraordinary form of the Mass. Response 1160. Priests and bishops need to act like priests and bishops, they are Jesus' servants, not politicians or CEOs who will do anything for more money. Updating the Mass to make it more social and Protestant has been devastating and should be clear to any priest or bishop after all these years. Their number one goal should be saving souls, not making money or making friends who think they are cool because they are up with the times. They should see that these times are not something we need to keep up with and condone. Response 1161. Receiving in the hand. Response 1162. Lack of reverence in the church after communion with jokes and announcements from the altar and clapping for the songs. The absence of the Latin and the reverence conveyed in the 1962 and prior missals. Response 1163. Sins and the need for repentance, confession and conversion. Response 1164. More teaching of the Catholic Church history and lives of the saints before Vatican II to know how the reverence to the Eucharist was very important back then. Response 1165. Lack of traditional Latin Mass that promotes devotion to the Eucharist. Very casual attitude present in most of the Novus Ordo Mass ES. Handling the Eucharistic bread and wine casually as if it's a cookie or chips both by the clergy and the EMHC. Response 1166. Promotion by the Church of then modern, mistaken, idea of ecumenism. Response 1167. Heresies of Vatican II. Novus Ordo and post-conciliar forms of the sacraments. Failure to offer the sacraments. Failure to confirm children prior to teenage years. Teenagers need the gifts of the Holy Spirit to navigate pressures they face. Response 1168. The Novus Ordo Mass. Response 1169. Fewer genuflections made by the priest during the Novus Ordo Mass. Removal of St. Paul's warning against receiving the Eucharist unworthily from the lectionary. Lay women in the sanctuary, servers, lectors, EHMCs. Response 1170. Uniformity of church leaders and parishes regarding the Holy Eucharist and church teaching. Response 1171. Availability of regular adoration and dress code. People need opportunity and encouragement to encounter Christ in an intimate, quiet, personal way. The individual relationship is what fosters faith in His presence, in my opinion. Failure to encounter Him personally and individually, not in a community setting, is a huge reason people don't keep the faith or grow in faith. Dress code is an outward sign of respect and reverence. It doesn't need to be crazy, just a simple sign like they have for touristy churches in Europe would suffice. It's the first impression of "this is a holy place" that both the faithful and non-Catholics experience. The next question is, why is it holy? The answer is, of course, the real presence. Response 1172. Vatican II. Response 1173. Rewriting the Mass to look and feel so much like liturgical Protestantism. Response 1174. Lack of religious instruction in the family. Lack of empathy and lack of education that LGBTQ beliefs contradict Scripture, among Gen X. Response 1175. Well, I think as far as church administration and leadership, outside clergy, it seems most councils are run by women, relegating men to inactive members of the parish. We need to work to get men involved in all facets of administration. Response 1176. Failing to expose how evil has crept into the church at the highest levels. Response 1177. Pre-Vatican II clericalism, which is actually what created the abuse scandal. Failure to relax the intellectual rigor currently required to finish seminary. Immature priests, pre- and post-Vatican II. Failure to teach Vatican II. Failure to be more inclusive. What kind of sinner do we want to avoid at Mass? Many of the so-called causes aren't even present. This is a biased interview hoping for emotional response out of a love for one particular form of the Mass. Response 1178. Resist Pope Francis and the Curia concerning the traditional Mass. Response 1179. The suppression of the Latin Mass. Response 1180. A lack in overall reverence while in church, inappropriate clothing, too much emphasis on socializing with each other, loud children, closing of cry rooms, constant parading in and out, especially during the consecration, eating in church, leaving early or arriving late, reducing the number of Mass offered, ignorance about holy days, ignoring fast and abstinence rules. Just basic lax attitude about all things Catholic and no pulpit direction about issues of the day. Response 1181. Rejection of TLM, a lack of clear, consistent, and frequent presentation of the Church's teaching on which denominations have the true presence/valid Eucharist, essentially only the Catholics, Orthodox, and Schismatics with valid orders, and which denominations do not. If poorly catechized Catholics believe other denominations have the true presence, they may also believe erroneous things taught by these denominations regarding the Eucharist. Response 1183. Expanding upon the sexual abuse crisis, I know faithful Catholics who were willing to forgive the Church for harboring disturbed and abusive clergy, but who are broken by the Church's response, parish after parish filing for bankruptcy in order to avoid civil, monetary, penalties. It looks like avoiding accountability. Frankly, I think the civil lawsuits themselves avoid accountability, since they, almost, always settle out of court without trial, and since criminal charges are never on the table. I don't think using $3 billion in alms given to the church by its parishioners to pay off and silence victims is taking accountability. I think the church should defrock these pedophiles and hand them over to the state. Let them be prosecuted criminally. Some wonder why the state doesn't pursue charges on their own initiative. It's all very strange. Other scandals in the American hierarchy, not necessarily related to sexual abuse, are very damaging. Some bishops require stricter discipline from their superiors. Bishops Michael Olson and Kevin Nunn come to mind too, who have been in the news recently, and it's their own fault. Bishop Olson seems to have turned what was a need for spiritual counseling into a public scandal. I also don't think I'm being too presumptuous when I say that he seems to have embellished or exaggerated some of his accusations. And without presuming to comment on whether or not Bishop Nunn engaged in financial malfeasance, suing a parishioner of his diocese, a parishioner who had raised millions of dollars for the church, well, while the church declares bankruptcy to avoid lawsuits, this bishop is actually bankrupting a devout woman who, yes, may have erred and caused some scandal herself, but we really deserve better of our bishops. So, I think the hierarchy of the church needs to rein these men in and remind them to subsume their egos to their temporal and spiritual duties. It's heartbreaking to read the gloating coverage in the secular press. And for those it's impossible to rein in, such as pedophiles, eject them from the church. Take the accusations against them to law enforcement, and let the state do whatever it will, probably not much, but at least the church will have washed her hands of them. Response 1184. Lack of belief among the clergy of the core teachings of the church and the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. Materialism, Protestantism, and paganism allowed in our Catholic churches. Response 1185. The generation starting with the baby boomers don't understand how much God wants to have relationship with them and how necessary He is to their lives, even when things are going well. Response 1186. Competing ideas and belief systems, scientific/empiricism, Protestant beliefs about the breaking of bread, sports-related rituals and identities, political and conspiracy-based belief systems, common education in philosophers and religions that reject God, Christ, and most Orthodox Catholic beliefs about Mass/Eucharist, disparity of cult in families of origin, the rise of disaffiliation/knowns in historically Catholic demographics, widespread divorce and recoupling, widespread doubt about the claims of Christianity, doubt about the existence, life, death and resurrection of Jesus, widespread doubt about God's existence and the possibility of incarnation. Also, magic on offer throughout society, mediums, tarot, soul cycle, etc. Also, not helping the situation, rigidity, arrogance, and triumphalism among some Catholics, including clergy. A closed attitude to the Gentile world of non-Catholics and an unwillingness to evangelize through humble, gentle dialogue and storytelling. Response 1187. Modesty, veiling, Sunday confession. Response 1188. Inappropriate presentation of self to Mass and to receive Christ, especially sloppy, provocative clothing. Response 1189. Catechesis of youth. Response 1190. The breakdown of the family and parents also need to be held accountable for not catechizing their children. Response 1191. The novice ordo Mass is a failure. There is no such thing as a reverent novice ordo. It's a Protestant imitation. Response 1192. Weak homilies focused on cheap laughs. Entire church architecture. Response 1193. Communion in the hand. Response 1194. Failure to remind laity to bow before the Eucharist. Casual manner of priests handling the Eucharist, rushing, casual picking up dropped Eucharist. Not blessing the area the Eucharist fell into the ground. More teaching on visiting the Blessed Sacrament. Response 1195. In addition to our Lord not being front and center in the tabernacle, and the plethora of EMHC, communion standing in the hand, there are zero patens and no kneelers, so most stand, some sit during consecration, few of us kneel. and zero words said about crumbs in the hands and brushed to the floor. So for 300 souls per mass in our warehouse-style parish, there are 4 women for chalices and 2 to help the priest and deacon with consecrated hosts and the most awkward as we all are turning our back to or walking by or on the King of Kings. And not to mention that some of the EMHC women dress immodestly, exposed cleavage, shoulders, middle of thighs. Then there is how our Lord is shuffled to the other side of the parish after Holy Communion, usually a lady, to be reposed in the closet called a Blessed Sacrament chapel while everyone looks toward the priest in front and no proper way to reverence the King of Kings passing by before being stuck in a back room. Never a reminder about when and where to genuflect, where to bow. And why aren't churches built facing east? Ours in completely backward, with the relic of the Holy Cross and our patron saint mounted at the exit at the back of our parish, not near the front to venerate. Lord, have mercy on us. Response 1196. Secular values, moral decline, media and educational lack of moral values. Response 1197. Building a sense of community of true friends at church. Recognizing that we are Catholics, first, and then the other roles in our life. Rather than the other way around. Response 1198. Generally, the loss of credibility among the priesthood, largely due to the sex abuse scandal, which continues to this day while church leadership continues to cover up for themselves. Response 1199. Bring back altar rails and have people receive communion on the tongue only. Stop Eucharistic ministers and have at least 1 TLM at all parishes. Response 1200. All forms of lack of reverence to the real presence of our Lord from our church leaders, not genuflecting, casual manner communion is given, etc. Laity not being corrected on how to present oneself, behave and pray during the Holy Mass. Not being able to kneel to receive our Lord as it is often said by a non-Catholic, if I believed what the Catholics believe I would drop to my knees. Response 1201. The wholesale alteration of the prayers of the liturgy in the Novus Ordo which cut Catholics off from centuries of beauty, transcendence, tradition, and doctrinal strength. Response 1202. Failure to teach and stress the real presence starting with children in catechism classes and in Catholic schools. Many Catholics were not taught that the Eucharist is the real presence, it wasn't dressed. Subsequently, those Catholics have not been able to pass along the significance and importance to their children. Response 1203. It seems the priests lack supernatural faith themselves. Response 1204. The current Pope. Response 1205. 1. Allowing lay people to administer Holy Communion to homebound people w/out a priest first hearing their confession. 2. Allowing women on the altar as lectors. Response 1206. Clergy not speaking of heaven, hell. Lack of confession times and encouraging people to come to the sacrament often. Response 1207. Failure in seminary life. There should be no women teaching in seminaries. There are great male theologians and doctors in faith. Response 1208. The center of human development is giving church funds to groups that support abortion. That's abhorrently sinful in the eyes of Jesus Christ, our divine Savior. Response 1209. Pope Francis words. Response 1210. Affordable Catholic school tuition. Response 1211. I think the biggest issue is lack of reverence in the sanctuary and priests allowing it. It doesn't matter where I attend Mass, I always observe adults on their phones, reading bulletins, messing around with kids, phones going off during Mass, chatting in the sanctuary after Mass, kids eating or playing with toys, or talking. And this includes Catholics who veil or kneel and receive the Eucharist on the tongue. A start would be an announcement at the beginning of a Mass to remind everyone that we are in a special and holy place, with Christ present with us, and request an air of reverence and participation, and that all talking wait until after exiting the sanctuary. On a deeper level, education needs to be emphasized. Promote Catholic schools, make sure that they include a solid catechism program, and stop letting the homeschooling trend cut into the enrollment that is needed to keep our Catholic schools active. Adults also need the refreshers from priests speaking on the true presence during homilies and sound and engaging supplementary programming. Catholic parishes need to be talking about it often, rather than reinstalling communion rails and focusing on traditional Latin Mass. Without an understanding of our faith, the lack of awareness continues, just in a different posture and a dead language that may result in the Church losing the engagement of more Catholics. Response 1212. Priests refusing to let people kneel and receive on the tongue, saying they prefer unity of posture over reverence. Response 1213. Receiving the Holy Eucharist kneeling at the communion rail. The reverence shown in our Lord's presence. Response 1214. Clergymen who are uneducated. Response 1215. Kneeling to receive the Eucharist and the necessity of the sacrament of penance monthly. The loss of faith because of the teaching that Genesis 1 and 2 is not literal history, but that evolution is true, even though one has to twist one's brain into knots to reconcile molecules to man evolution with the true teaching of the Catholic faith by all of the fathers and doctors of the Church, who knew all about evolution in the teachings of the ancient world. Why should the Catholic faithful believe in transubstantiation when our belief in the literal truth of the supernatural doctrine of creation is denied and relegated to the status of a myth? The heart of disbelief among Catholics, especially our young people, who are taught that evolution is true using secular textbooks in our Catholic schools, this turning of truth upside down. A belief in evolution violates many metaphysical principles, the first of which is priority of act to potency. In other words, something cannot give what it doesn't have. In the theory of evolution, the existence of a being comes from that which is lower. For example, something without sight through a mutation begets something with sight. In this respect, the theory of evolution places potency prior to act, not just in the order of time, but in the ontological order. This, however, is absurd. See The Metaphysics of Evolution, by F.R. Chad Ripperger, for an explanation of the many violations of first principles in the theory of evolution. Also see the work of the Kolbe Center for the Study of Creation at kolbecenter.org. Response 1216. Not enough confession times, opportunities. Response 1217. Not additional, but the clergy sex scandal is the number one issue. Also, I believe priests such as Father James Martin confuse the sanctity of the faith. Response 1218. Not teaching parishioners to fold their hands in a prayerful attitude while approaching and leaving reception of Jesus in the Eucharist. Response 1219. Overall, a lack of reverence surrounding the Mass. The laity should feel that what we are participating in is holy, supernatural, and a miracle. If you have priests that are irreverent, lack of care and belief themselves in what they are doing during the consecration and how they distribute communion, the laity will follow in the lack of reverence. Response 1220. More teaching of Catholic truths in homilies. Response 1221. The lack of a sense of community. There is fragmentation and people come from all over, whereas. Response 1222. When we allow people, especially public figures, to denounce all Catholics' beliefs and still be allowed to receive our Lord, we are diminishing His sacrifice and presence in the Holy Eucharist. Response 1223. The Pope diminishing the Catholic faith in too many ways to mention. Response 1224. Another problem has been the constant presence of lay people in the sanctuary for all kinds of reasons, with little or no sense that this is a space reserved for the ordained priests and ministers, such as altar boys only. Response 1225. Lack of clergy enforcing reverence and regular education to the laity, discouraging postures of reverence such as kneeling or receiving on tongue, omission of portable kneelers if an altar rail isn't available. Response 1226. Bring back the kneelers when going up for communion. Give an option for those who want to stand. Response 1227. The U.S. bishops' persecution of priests and laity who practice the traditional Latin Mass. The lack of the U.S. bishops' courage to stand against the evils of secular society. I feel that the laity has been abandoned by the church leadership. Response 1228. Loss of the real Catholic Mass and Catechism. Teach we are the only true Christian church from God. Start excommunication of unfaithful Catholics, Biden, Pelosi, and many more. Get rid of liberal feel-good clerics. Response 1229. I would love for priests to talk more about this in the homily. I am a very devout Catholic and will never deviate, but I have many friends in the young professional age group that are now non-denominational, and I truly think it's because we fail to connect the dots sometimes between the Bible and Scripture with how it connects to our current lives and how we can have tangible take always. I'm so incredibly grateful for all that our priests do to serve us and the faith, but I think this could continue to improve with maybe the training on how priests are taught to evangelize specifically in the homily. A structure that seems to have great success is when priests debrief about the readings and scripture, give context to what was happening in that time, then provide connections to how it's relevant with us today. I think a lot of people like to feel like in addition to receiving the Eucharist, they understand the why and how it's applicable to them, and in turn it helps them understand why going to Mass is so important. Response 1230. Clergy do not preach on this and allow people to treat the interior of the church like a social hall. They themselves do not show reverence for the real presence reserved in the tabernacle. Rarely, if ever, preach on this. Response 1231. Priests who confidently say that they don't believe in the real presence and that it's okay to not believe, all from the altar. Response 1232. People with audiences are siding with schismatics like Vigano despite the fact that the McCarrick abuse scandal was allowed to continue because of Vigano's closeness to McCarrick and Vigano's lack of action on the case. Vigano attempted to cover this up by blaming Pope Francis, and many trusted this without looking into it. If they had looked into it, they would have found it documented that Vigano let McCarrick get away with it. But instead, people are being misled into schism and sedevacantism by people who never checked the facts. Response 1233. In a culture focused on self-love and treating yourself as a god, we've lost a sense of what it means to worship God, and our mortality is not present to us in a way to realize the gravity of that, eternal repercussions. I think people don't understand the mercy of God offered through the sacrifice of the Eucharist, partially because it is not also in the context of His justice. Mercy and justice go hand in hand, but there is a tendency to focus on one without the other. These two things are needed to understand our relation to God, which then helps us to see more of the significance of God becoming man in the first place, sacrificing all for us, and then uniting Himself to us in the Eucharist. Response 1234. Churches that went with COVID shutdowns and said we didn't have an obligation to come to Mass. Many people took this to mean that there really wasn't anything special about the Mass, after all, and it was fine for them to just live their lives. Bishops should have fought to keep their churches open. Response 1235. In the sacramental preparation programs, there is little emphasis on the real presence and the need for reconciliation to receive the Eucharist more worthily. Response 1236. Poor catechesis of children and adults. Response 1237. Marxism and the rampant practice of homosexuality in the clergy in all levels, especially the highest levels. Indifference/refusal of bishops and cardinals in not calling out public sin and scandal of public figures claiming they are Catholic, and the clergy's blatant cooperation and funding to groups, especially the federal government, that promote sin and other scandal against the Eucharist, illegal immigration, abortion. and the cancelling of innocent priests who object. Response 1238. Lack of apparent holiness by those who receive our Lord. Also, those who have made the faith just an expression of their alt-right politics. Especially in traditional communities. Response 1239. The last series on the clergy danced around the issue, but did not hit on the head. Two things. Homilies need to be utilized to also educate the congregation. Far too often we hear from casual Catholics, "I did not know," or "I never knew that." While that goes back to their respective catechesis, it is also too large a fact that must be addressed from the pulpit, and the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist is a paramount educational need. 2. Weak church leadership in not speaking out and even denying the Eucharist to loud advocates against church teaching, scandalous politicians and Catholic presidents at the top of the list, or permitting Catholic institutions to celebrate gay pride, host anti-Catholic events, honor scandalous priests, yes, James Martin readily comes to mind, and so forth, is demonstrating extremely poor leadership, and is itself creating and furthering scandal in the church. Enough is enough. Response 1240. The bishop has to get involved. He is not a shepherd nor a pastor nor a spiritual leader, he is an egghead and a dollar man. Response 1241. It should be a norm to receive by kneeling or standing. Currently just standing is norm. Kneeling before Eucharist, whether receiving by hand or tongue, should be considered normal. Bishops should allow communion rails to be installed if requested. Until our bishops start being radical and speaking the truth about the Eucharist, people's hearts won't be changed. We need leaders to proclaim and practice the truth of the faith. Response 1242. Lack of education on the faith itself. Think homilies could be more educational and priests could use some training on how to write homilies that resonate better while also educating people. Response 1243. Adequate catechesis of the laity about the Mass and all of its parts. Response 1244. Poor education after Vatican II. Children in the 70s were not taught clearly the real presence of Jesus. Response 1245. Reduction of holy days of obligation mandated per year, such as when a holy day falls on a Monday. Response 1246. The suppression of the Latin Mass has hurt recognition of the Eucharistic presence. Response 1247. I think the failure to use patens, while a practical problem, increased chance for desecration, also inspires a decreased reverence towards our Eucharistic Lord. Response 1248. Adults need to be offered and urged to take classes on Catholic teaching. The severe lack of knowledge is weakening the church substantially. Response 1249. I think overall there's been a loss of formality since the pandemic, in dress code, in manners. Men will wear gym shorts to church, teenagers wear cut-off shorts. I say this as a 32-year-old who grew up post-Vatican II. I am not suggesting we return to women in veils, etc., but just a minimum semblance of propriety. There's a balance between welcoming and requiring a level of respect. This is a broad cultural phenomenon, happening in the workplace too. But I do think, much like broken windows, when surrounded by people who pushing the definition of casual, it lends itself to a sense that God isn't there. I don't think this is the only factor, but I do think it's a major one. Formal doesn't mean cold and unwelcoming, but it does mean reverence and respect. Response 1250. 1. Allowing and encouraging youth, or anyone other than deacons, servers, and concelebrating priests for that matter, up on the altar during consecration. 2. Discouraging and even shaming people for receiving on the tongue and/or while kneeling. Response 1251. Lack of real faith regarding the Eucharist by the bishops, as seen in the way they offer Mass and in televised Mass. Additionally, basically telling us Mass was not essential, even on Sundays by closing the churches during in 2020. Response 1252. Lack of reverence by priests during Mass. Response 1253. The heresy of denying Jesus' real presence in the Eucharistic crumbles. https://www.catholic365.com/article/29922/the-popes-hidden-miracle.html. And the opposite heresy of saying that Jesus' real presence in the hosts for celiac disease, which doesn't even have enough gluten to resemble a crumble of bread, so it's not the breaking of the bread, while mixing the Eucharist with foreign substances, other cereals, which is banned by the canon of church law. Response 1254. Teaching. Preaching why it matters to their busy lives that we have the Eucharist. Why it matters to worship, to spend time in prayer, etc. The relationship piece to our faith. Not just going through the motions. There's an actual person we worship. Response 1255. Putting priority on getting along with everyone regardless of their religious beliefs to the point of implicitly fostering religious indifferentism. Response 1256. Removal of high altars and casual clothing of laity. Also, the previous issues led to the loss of young families, which then contributes to a loss in the belief of the real presence. It's easier to maintain the faith of children than to bring adults into the faith. Response 1257. Politicizing the Catholic faith. Priests and clergy using the BMass as an opportunity to share their political beliefs rather than solely guiding based on the teachings of Jesus. This makes the BMass feel of man rather than divine. Response 1258. Lack of spiritual leadership at the level of bishops, cardinals, and the Pope. Response 1259. The laity's lack of understanding of the supernatural graces which flow to the human person when receiving the sacraments, especially the Eucharist. The infusion of supernatural grace and the impact that has on us as individuals, our families, the church and society. Without supernatural graces everything breaks down, virtue cannot be found, chaos rules. Response 1260. Poor catechetical preparation for sacraments. Response 1261. The survey seems to look at all the external trappings of where the Mass is said, how it's said, what language is used, how we receive the Eucharist, and yes, that is partially important, but I think it really comes down to failure to explain to people like they should frankly give a damn. Before we get to the existential stuff, we have to start with, why is it good for me to receive it and how does it help me when I exit these doors into a 99.5% secular life? If there's not a personal connection, none of the other stuff matters. Response 1262. Poor catechesis overall, no true understanding of the faith, the nature of good and evil and how to live the Catholic faith. Response 1263. Closing of the churches when people needed them the most, during the academic. The church actively participating with evil Democrats to push the face diaper and jabs. Even making videos to tell their people to put on the face diaper in order to be good Christians. Pushing a new jab that had no proof of efficacy and turns out is poison. The church today lost a ton of ground with the truly faithful Catholics. We love the true faith but are now huge skeptics with the church today. We answer to Christ first. Faithful Catholics who didn't get swindled see what's going on in the church today. We pray for the priests who were not strong enough to say no to the jabs. We follow those who knew better for they are answering to Christ. It was like watching Nazi German in our own church. You want people to believe in the real presence, but close the churches denying the Eucharist. We never close the churches, ever. We also don't let any government dictate this nor do we take their money to do so. Catholic schools welcoming non-Catholics into the schools filling them up during COVID and consequently parishioners cannot get their kids in. Not to mention masking our precious little children. Satanic for sure. Catholic schools also have gotten away from their mission. They are mostly public schools with regard to their curriculum. It's pretty easy to see that year after year kids in Catholic schools value curriculum over the faith. Catholic schools are great private schools, but we've lost our mission trying to compete with the public. Relinquish the need to get their accreditation and bring back important lessons of faith in our curriculum. This is why kids leave their 12 years of Catholic education and attend pride parades, support abortion and the Democrats, and hate their country. They don't know true history, nor their true Catholic faith. Bring back true faithful education for Catholic families. Response 1264. A culture that only believes in what they want and is so into relativism. And a lack of trying to meet people where they are to bring them into relationship and letting that relationship bring them into trust and belief. Response 1265. Catholic schools teaching that it is not real. Response 1266. The impact a reverent father, dad, has on his children. My father was the picture of devotion. Even the way he turned the onion skin pages in his missal was an example of his devotion. He was very attentive to the holy sacrifice, yet he kept a watchful eye on the 12 of us children. One glance from him stopped the beginning of any misbehavior. If one of the babies started to cry, one of us older children would take them out of church until they calmed down. Devoted as my mother was, her impact, though important, was very much less. Something to focus on the importance of fatherhood needs to be unearthed. Response 1267. There is a lack of modesty in dress and behavior by the laypeople in churches, and a lack of ceremony in the demeanor of priests. Response 1268. Liberal and society diminishing Christ and his teaching. Response 1269. Use of the Novus Ordo Mass. Response 1270. Loss of the traditional Latin Mass. Response 1271. Allowing particles of our Lord to fall to the floor and be stepped on by those receiving communion. People in the past would rather be martyred than step on our Lord. Response 1272. Educating the faithful on the weight of the Mass. Educating the faithful that the priest is in persona, Christi. Educating people about the true presence, reminding them that after Jesus taught about it in John chapter 6, many people left. Only the faithful remained. Facilitating opportunities for the young people have an experience of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Encouraging families to take their children to Eucharistic adoration, benediction, and Eucharistic processions. Using the Catechesis of the Good Shepherd for Parish Catechesis. Resurrecting Youth 2000. Require these things for sacramental preparation, specifically marriage prep. Helping especially young adults and teenagers develop a love for the Blessed Sacrament. Go back to giving confirmation to third grade and above. They need the sacramental graces. It's a gift, not something earned. I think this is something that Catholic bishops are missing. Way more marriage prep. Priest and nuns get years of formation before making vows. I think upper-level high school could begin marriage prep, work on the fundamentals of living your faith in your marriage. I could go on. Grinning face with sweat. Response 1273. Strongly challenging the Protestant claims against transubstantiation as a real major issue and allow the Protestant view to creep in. Response 1274. The Church's poor response to the destruction of the family. Domestic Church is primary in catechesis and evangelization. Response 1275. Catholic parents who do not take responsibility for being primary instructors of their children in the faith. Response 1276. So long as the Catholic Church is hyperbolic in its messaging, it can expect the reaction to be equally hyperbolic. For example, saying Democrats are the party of evil lacks empathy and understanding. Supporting a president such as Donald Trump because they find common ground on one issue, abortion, while publicly siding against President Biden, a practicing Catholic, speaks volumes about the priorities of the church leadership in America and how out of touch it is with the laity. Response 1277. The traditional Latin Mass should not be limited. It should be encouraged. Response 1278. Failure on the part of the bishops to take proper responsibility for the failure of priests, particularly as regards public sin. This has created an unhealthy dynamic in the church in the U.S., kind of like a family who never talks about or works out problems. Also, I would describe the relationship of priests to the Eucharist and laity to the Eucharist as a one-to-one ratio. If priests are casual with the sacrament/the faith, the laity will reflect that in their beliefs. Response 1279. Need to catechize at every Mass. Most don't understand the faith. Response 1280. Poor seminary formation. Lack of teaching about Eucharistic-centered saints. Hiring divorced, single mothers as directors of religious ed. RCIA teachers not having true belief. Priests not doing daily holy hours. Response 1281. Some of the modern Eucharistic hymns are downright heretical. You and I are the bread of life. The small amount of space in Catholic religion books for Catholic schools and CCD classes to teach about the Eucharist and the other sacraments. Response 1282. The loss of education in the area of discipleship and joy for the faith. When people encounter Christ in the Eucharist and choose to live a joyful life as a His disciples, this cultural change in the life of Catholics increases one's desire to have faith, and to share faith. Not only faith in the real presence, but also faith in other sacrament and the life of the Church in general. Joy is key to drawing people into the faith. Miserable Catholics turn others away, and foster an environment where others who witness their misery don't want to grow and also not believe. Good Catholics make good Catholics. Not priest, not church teaching, not education on the Eucharist. Once a Catholic faithful has bought in, then, and only then are they ready to hear teachings by good priest on the Eucharist. Response 1283. How casual people dress for Mass. When people receive, there is a lack of reverence. Sometimes when the body Christ is dropped, it is not always taken care of quickly. Response 1284. The way the sign of peace is practiced at Mass and holding hands during the Lord's Prayer orient the laity toward one another during the Eucharistic prayer rather than toward the Eucharist. Response 1285. Connection of Eucharist as sacrifice compared to OT necessary to recognize need for human worship of Triune God. Response 1286. Taking prayer out of schools. Families not attending G Church together. Fathers not leading their families as Christ is head of the Church. Response 1287. Sin clouds people's ability to see truth and beauty and prevents us from being willing to approach God. The lack of saints in the church and the twisted pastoral care of not calling sin a sin and helping others to avoid sin out of love for God and neighbor has kept believers from staying on the true path to loving God through receiving Him in the state of grace. This lack of proclaiming basic truths of morality hinders us from corresponding to graces God pours out upon us. Many do not believe in the real presence because they take for granted the good God has done in our lives, it assumed, and many are not able to be grateful. Response 1288. If they don't believe in the church's teachings on other, lesser, matters, then why would they believe in the real presence? Catholicism is a way of life, all or nothing. Most have chosen nothing. Response 1289. Lack of catechesis and attending daily Mass in the Catholic schools. That being said, we need nuns and priests to teach the children about their faith. Families need to be active in teaching the faith at home. Response 1290. bishops and priests who speak the truth and who have been removed. Response 1291. Basic Catechesis, Speaking the Truth and Teaching. I had to relearn my faith as an adult that it was a relationship, no memorizing prayers. Also being taught how to pray, and the why. Response 1292. Forcing sacramental preparation on the unwilling and asking parents to trust the church in the education of their children. Response 1293. 80s and 90s youth not being well catechized. Response 1294. Adoration hours should be encouraged. Response 1295. We have a pope who seems to be bent on tearing down our core beliefs, saying, in essence, live your life as you want, all is okay, we all will get to heaven. Response 1296. 1. I am insulted when people come to the Lord's home wearing flip-flops, short shorts and improper blouses women wear. 2. I always come to church early to say the rosary and the loudness of people speaking/laughing before Mass is an atrocity. 3. Our priest refuses to address the issues going on in the Vatican. 4. I am disappointed in sermons. 5. I believe priests have a great opportunity to teach our faith in their homilies. 6. I am saddened priests do not instruct parishioners on acceptable behaviors and the behaviors of their children. Response 1297. The ways in which the structural church, specifically the diocese, has failed to live out the church's own social teachings. Why would the laity believe the Eucharist matters when the diocese itself does not seem to care about its own teachings? Response 1298. Parents catechizing children. It's not just up to lay religious educators and the clergy. Response 1299. Going from the Latin Mass that is steeped in a mystical rite presentation of the transcendence of the Trinity and presenting it as ordinary coequal conversation with the person next to you at work. Response 1300. Suppression of TLM. Response 1301. The way the Eucharist is handled by the priests. If the priest handles the host with high reverence, it is easier to see that he also believes it holds the real presence of our Lord. The way the priest speaks as he presents the offering, as the liturgy of the Eucharist takes place, really helps the lay people to see his devotion, belief, and reverence to the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. Response 1302. Priests who blab about their politics. I'm not a huge Trump fan, but that black bishop in D.C. lost his mind when Trump was going to visit the Pope JP2 Center next to the Basilica. Sheesh. But they can give Bill Clinton communion. Infiltrating clergy seemed to be the biggest problem. Response 1303. Moral relativism. Less frequent participation in the sacrament of confession. Response 1304. People want to do what they want to do and when they want to do it regardless of the consequences. Response 1305. Traditional customs. Veiling, genuflecting before tabernacle, bowing at the sacred name of Jesus, removal of traditional holy days and customs such as no meat Fridays. Response 1306. When the parishes were all closed during COVID, a number of us feel it majorly downplayed the importance of the Blessed Sacrament. We are told we should be ready to die for our faith, but then the bishops closed the parishes, even while many, most, of us were healthy. Response 1307. The dumbing down of catechism or religious ed programs and failure to teach church doctrines, beliefs, and apologetic. We lost a whole generation of people to progressive thoughts and teachings. Response 1308. I believe that having a Catholic school gives us an opportunity to evangelize to lukewarm Catholics or non-Catholic people. We need to come up with creative ways/incentives to encourage families within our Catholic school to attend regular Mass and to go deeper into their faith in order to use this as a way to build up our church. Lukewarm Catholics and non-Catholics are a threat to our Catholic community as they water down and create societal pressure on young practicing Catholics to not take their faith seriously. Response 1309. Catechesis. Response 1310. The endless options in the novice ordo and the emphasis on the creativity and friendliness of the priest to hold it all together. Reverence should be baked into liturgy, not dependent on the individual priest's reverence. Response 1311. I think priests should be giving homilies on the importance of the Eucharist, such as 1. Why it's important. 2. Give examples of church-approved Eucharistic miracles. 3. Explain what the Mass is, sacrifice to God, Jesus dying on the cross at Calvary for our sins, how heaven and earth meet at the Mass, all the angels and saints are present at the Mass, etc. Most of us were not well catechized. The homily is the priest's opportunity to reach people and educate people, but it has to be in simple language, not like a long lecture but more like an easy-to-understand ongoing conversation. Each week work in some aspect of the Eucharist into the homily. The priests could also work with lay people who do believe in the true presence to help reach others in the pews who don't believe it, and to help reach those not coming to church but think of themselves as Catholic. If everyone believed Jesus was truly present in the Eucharist, the churches would be full. Teaching people about the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist is the most important thing priests can do, besides giving people the sacraments. Response 1312. 1. Many people have great difficulty imagining what God could possibly be. 2. Many people can no longer imagine what salvation could possibly be, and more especially how Christ's death on the cross could have saved us. Response 1313. You had a question but needs to be addressed heavily and announced before the Holy Mass begins and end. It is offensive, horrible and rude the way parishioners carry on in church before and after Holy Mass, as if they are at a social cocktail hour amongst friends, as they are all in front of Jesus in the tabernacle and there is no reverence shown to Jesus whatsoever and no silence. I have addressed as many priests on this as I will continue doing so. Response 1314. Bowing before the tabernacle, rather than genuflecting. Response 1315. Allowing laity to do readings, etc. should only be a deacon or priest. Response 1316. Transubstantiation is a non-starter. It is not from a mode of thought Jesus used at the Last Supper. It ignores the words of institution. The history of the early Lord's Suppers does not back to up. It's a speculative abstraction that does not offer understanding. And if ignores, do this in remembrance. Response 1317. Secular society abandoning religion. Response 1318. It's not mentioned from the pulpit. It should be mentioned consistently, not just special feast days. Teaching about our rich history of saints, their successes because of their devotion to the true presence, would greatly inspire people. Response 1319. Referring to the Eucharist as a community meal. Response 1320. I'm a priest Dickens or layman for the readings. Response 1321. Priests must make teaching of Jesus in the Holy Eucharist paramount, in sermons, casual conversations, workshops, etc. Response 1322. Lack of priestly presence in our Catholic schools, which should foster natural relationships with youth and families who would then perhaps engage their faith more regularly. Response 1323. The crackdown on Latin Mass and too many Democrats being allowed to go to communion and go to Mass. Response 1324. The way American life is structured, the church family has been replaced by schools and teams. Response 1325. How the priests in your church honor the Eucharist with how they conduct themselves either during Mass or walking around the tabernacle. The pastor is our leader locally, and if he shows reverence to the Eucharist, it will either remind you of what is happening or cause you to investigate more into your beliefs. Both of which are good things. When a priest is casual or hurried during the sacrifice, it not only is dishonoring to our Lord, it undermines what is happening, causing disbelief. Response 1326. Too many to list.